My name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of joy. Today, we hear from Colin Troisi.
This summer, I got to spend a week with all of my extended family at the beach. We call it the Troisi Family Vacation. All of my dad's cousins and aunts and uncles and their kids gathered together in one big house for the whole week together. There are lots of people everywhere. When I thought about joy, a time when I was really happy and content, this was the first memory I thought of. I thought about how good it felt to have everyone together. Especially, I remember one night on that vacation. During that week, I celebrated my 11th birthday. On my birthday, we had a few fun activities planned and a special meal. The best part was that everyone in the whole family agreed to sit down and play a big game of poker. Early in the year, I asked my dad to teach me poker. Each night after my younger brothers went to bed, he and I would look up different types of poker games and try playing them. We had fun playing, just the two of us, but I thought it would be really cool to have lots more people playing together. So that is why we were able to do my birthday at the beach. We had almost 30 people playing together at two different tables. I remember when we played for what felt like hours and hours. There was laughing and everyone was having fun together. I was so excited to play and show off all the things that I had learned. But I actually ended up going out of the game almost immediately. It was really disappointing, but then a few of my family members gave me some extra chips, and I was able to get back into the game. What I remember most about that night was everyone being together. I could feel the love and joy and fun. This reminded me of the story of the lost sheep that Jesus tells in Luke's Gospel. In the story, the shepherd has lots of sheep, but one goes missing. He decides to leave all the rest behind and search for the one who's lost. Then when he finds the lost sheep and brings it back to be with the rest of the sheep, he is so excited and happy that he calls together his friends and neighbors. He says to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." The shepherd is filled with joy that all of his sheep are together again. He wants everyone to know about it. This is kind of like what happens on our Troisi family vacation. Our family is big and people live far away from each other. This means we don't get to see each other as much as we would like. On the Troisi family vacation, whether we're playing poker, jumping waves, or just talking with each other, when we all get together, it feels really good. When we are all together, I feel happy and filled with joy. When I hear the story of the lost sheep, I remember that feeling, and I think that is what joy is all about. It's about everyone being together. I think we feel joy in those times because God feels joy in that time. Maybe that is what God wants all people to feel all the time. So all of this got me thinking about other people. I wonder if there are people around me who feel lost or alone. I wonder if there are people around me who do not feel like they belong anywhere. Maybe I could be someone who helps God search and gather all people together. I wonder if that would bring God joy. I wonder if that would bring me joy, too.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of joy. Until then, God be with you.